your super survival food.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and the flyover states. Love me some flyover states. I have a real warm spot in my heart for Ohio, especially because I went to school at Ohio University. I want to give a big shout out to our affiliate WAIS 770 AM in Athens, Ohio. Boy, those were some good years. I wasn't talking about in my social studies class, we weren't talking about deficits and the debt that was spiraling out of control and ultimately would we ever be back in a Great Depression again. And that's, of course, all we're talking about these days. To be sure, there are other things happening. However, once again, the thing that could affect many of you listening to me is now the raising of the debt ceiling. And the reason is surely it could affect us anyway. But specifically drilling it down to the president just tossing out that the Social Security checks might not get there on time and that the military families, they might not get their checks. That also changes the face of everything. Because now people who need the checks to pay the bills, to survive, and go month to month, or even if they're not going month to month, certainly they need the checks. And not getting the checks would be disastrous. Not getting them and waiting for weeks, just unacceptable. So now you have an even bigger stake in all of the nonsense that is emanating out of Washington, D.C., House Speaker John Boehner issued the warning that, boy, this can't happen again. We need to get it together and turn this ship around for good.
We need to get serious about changing the way we spend money here in Washington. And implementing long-term reforms like the balanced budget amendment will make sure we never again face a debt crisis like we do today.
Yeah, we can. He's right about that, of course, and we all know it. It's the same thing that keeps happening. It's always about the reaction. It's never about prevention or taking action immediately. That's what Washington is. It's like we elect people to get into place and represent us when the you-know-what hits the fan, because that's what constantly happens, whether we're talking about immigration, whether we're talking about Social Security in the future, whether we're talking about the deficit. I mean, pick your poison. And there have been many others. The mortgage crisis, the banks too big to fail. How in the world do the gatekeepers let these things keep happening? This is a pretty big body of folks. And sure, when you're taking votes and there's a lot happening, you know, listen, they're not going to get it right 100% of the time, but they're not even anywhere near the 100 mark. I mean, what kind of grades, to be honest, do you give your representatives? How would you grade them? I mean, I'm saying your specific representative. Now, you may like them. You might have a congressperson that you like. You might have a senator you like and then another you don't like. But what would you grade them on? What would you give them as far as a grade is concerned now? I don't know. The pictures that are coming out of the White House don't look good. And supposedly, there's a Mexican standoff at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The president huffed and puffed. He didn't blow the house down. But he walked out of the meeting room, and it was more of the same between he and Eric Cantor. And it all has to do with spending cuts. It really does. The taxes, the situation of the tax hikes, not so much there. I think it's really more on how much are you willing to cut. Are you sick of all this? And here's the question. not just as the body overall, but would you replace one or two or however many of the people representing you now? Would you like to see them replaced? Remember, that's the midterm elections we're all about. And trust me, 2012 is going to be all about the economy. I'll tell you one guy who really blew it, Mitch McConnell, because he pretty much threw up the white flag in every single direction. Oh, we're not going to default. We're just going to spread this sucker out. It's no problem. Yeah. Spending, if there's no spending cuts, it's okay. We're still going to raise that debt ceiling in this complicated, convoluted plan that I thought would make you believe that I was still on the same page. I think everybody's gunning for McConnell, at least on the Republican side of the aisle. If you want to throw in your two cents on the U.S. credit line being downgraded, because Moody's is saying now that the AAA rating is under review, and if the debt ceiling isn't raised, it'll probably be downgraded, crashing markets and everything else. Just wait for that tsunami that everybody in Washington is predicting to slam into us, and we'll see what the shakeout is. 800-259-5791, of course, the numbers to be part of the show, or flip me an email through the website, americatonight.net. Let's take a leadoff guy right away, John in Texas. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm pretty good tonight.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a couple of things on my mind. First of all is the budget.
Mm.
The budget should be the same as it was before.
Mm-hmm.
$500 billion
mm-hmm.
paid back every year for 5 years. I'm talking about a 5-year unconditional budget.
Right.
I'm also talking about the Medicare, Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
and veteran paid should be insured. The rest of it, the hell with $37 million to operate the White House. Excuse me for putting it that way.
Oh, amen.
I mean that everything in the federal government should be cut down enough to equal that. There's another thing that I'd like to address.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cost of oil.
Yeah.
Cost of gasoline.
Yes.
What we have in reserves for natural gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you, so meaning?
Just listen to me.
Okay.
In the northeast, central, east, north, all the way through to Washington, if we put gas lines in, finance people to put in natural gas for heat,
mm-hmm.
we cut down the oil consumption by approximately 20%.
What a good idea that would be. Hey, natural gas, you know what? I would agree with that. In fact, I have a relative where,
there's something else that I'm upset with, too.
All right, John, hang on a second. We got to step aside for a quick few minutes, and we like you, John. We're going to double dip. We're going to go back to you. We usually don't do that, but we're coming back to you next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extend Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So welcome back to ATN. We're dipping back to John in Texas, who's sharing his thoughts with us on a couple of things. We're talking, he mentioned natural gas. What a good solution. Other people have talked about that and what a huge savings that would be. But because it makes too much sense, John, not a great chance of that happening anytime in the near future. You said you said
I agree with you. I agree with you.
It's so true.
We have a complete imbecilic type of government now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Why would we do anything that makes sense then where we're not going to spend more money and then have to figure out a way to pay it back? Of course, that's what we want to do. We want to pay interest for the rest of our lives.
Kate, you know, I'm 71 years old. I'm an imbecile, probably, because I've lived too long. But I'm going to put it this way. We've released the national reserves. And, yeah, they drop prices. What the hell is it going to cost to replace them?
Exactly. Exactly.
Besides
we have nothing
that,
in reserves? Yeah.
Besides that, now, this is kind of off the wall, but ecology. If in New York you plug in 150 to 200,000 electric cars, motorcycles, mm-hmm. whatever, what the hell is it going to do to a brownout?
Yeah, and you don't want a brownout in New York City. Trust me, they've lived through the great blackout. I think it was in the 60s.
You know,
and you're right,
I mean,
where are they going to get that all? Exactly, with when they're talking about coal, and where do you get all this electricity? Absolutely.
Now there's another problem. Now, you look at Amosis. Oh, hell, I had a couple of drinks tonight.
What have you got?
I wouldn't normally call if I didn't.
There you go. A little bit of courage, yes.
But in New Mexico, Alamo, the lab down there, they got 96,000 barrels of nuclear waste they don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
And a fire could set it off to destroy everything in the area.
Yeah.
Mr. Obama is not in his right mind, if he has one. And I'll put it this way. Pinocchio didn't have a mind, but later on he developed a way to stop his nose from growing. And that sounds horrible, but...
but that's what the president needs to do. I love it. I love that, John, thanks. You were a great caller. I'm glad you called because you had that liquid courage going. It's interesting. You talk about Los Alamos and the fire. They just had a big fire that raged all around there, and that was the concern. What are we going to do if it gets close enough to all that nuclear waste that John just mentioned? And I thought, wow, the insanity of that. Those labs are so important. So let's fly out to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
You doing all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I've got a joke for you.
Oh, I love jokes. Go ahead.
This young couple went into a restaurant, ordered soup and a sandwich. When the waitress bought the soup, she had her thumb stuck in the soup all the way past the knuckle. The young couple said, well, hey, you got your thumb in our soup. She says, yeah, I do that. It relieves my arthritis. And he says, well, this is not acceptable. We're not eating it. We're not going to pay for it. And further, I think you know where you can stick your thumb. She says, well, that's okay. That's where I stick it when I'm not serving food.
That's good. I like that. I'm going to have to steal that one. I like it.
Well, on to more serious matters. I don't like the president threatening us. Threatening us with non-payment of Social Security.
Yeah.
Not paying veterans.
Yeah.
And the man's never going to understand that we're spending more than we're taking in.
Right.
And that's pretty much it, Kate.
Yeah, it's simple economics.
I don't know what, you know, if the man was a capitalist, I guess I'd be really confused.
Yeah.
But being the political philosophy and the kind of economic philosophy he has, I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But you think they're going to raise the debt limit?
And we talk to people in Washington every single day, Dale, to try to get a pulse on all everything that's going on. And my feeling is after listening to Lindsey Graham, he said if he were a betting man, he'd say no. There's definitely people in the Republican Party who refuse to say die on this, and they're not letting go. And you see how these meetings are going. Eric Cantor saying that McConnell's an idiot and not agreeing with his plan. So there aren't very many people that are jumping onto the McConnell plan, which basically gives carte blanche to the president. I think there is a chance they won't do it. I think there is a chance they won't do it. But the sad part is, I agree with you. And what I emphasized as soon as we found that out yesterday, I don't like the threats to the veterans. I don't like the threats of Social Security either. For all the people who've paid in their whole life, they should get the check that they need to survive.
Well,
so I don't like that.
We're taking in money enough to pay for those current benefits. But
right, but that's a way to twist the Republicans' arms and say, hey, listen, America, don't blame me because we can't pay the bills, so we can't afford to send you a check, because they know that's when people will just be outraged. But I think it'll backfire on them because they're not going to be outraged at the Republicans. I think they'll be outraged at the president.
Well, it seems to me it's going to turn out that way because
I think that you're right.
He just won't accept the fact that we have to reduce this spending. He's reducing Medicare $500 billion, not going to pay the providers money that they deserve.
Right.
I just don't understand the guy. And then he spends $840 billion for a health care program.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to fly, Mr. President.
No, I agree with you. Sad state that we're in right now. Dale, you take care. So that is the question. That is the question of the hour, really. Will the debt ceiling not be raised? Is there enough votes? I think there's enough votes that it won't. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep having these meetings at the White House because, of course, if there were enough to say we're raising it, boom, even if it's one extra vote, whatever, but there's not. So 42% of Americans don't want Congress to raise the debt ceiling, even if they get pinched, because you will get pinched, I guarantee it, in some way. If that's true about the checks, if all of that happens, but, I mean, here's the thing. Experience tells me, because this is all about political maneuvering, if it backfires on the Democrats, if the debt ceiling weren't lifted and it backfired on the president because of what he said about the checks, I mean, a lot of people would say, well, no, it's the Republicans. It would be their fault, and they would get blamed for it, because that's the thing. It's not really clear to people. It's not really clear to a lot of people. Well, who is it? I mean, who's hijacking us? Is it some of the Republicans? Is it the Democrats? And what's happening with the president? But it's becoming certainly more crystal clear that it is definitely coming out of the White House when you play Solomon and decide, okay, well, then we're not going to pay these bills because it can be paid. Social Security is the perfect example, because they were really operating where there was plenty of money coming in. And the government was just moving money around. That's what they were doing. So if the debt ceiling isn't raised, what does it mean for you and me? What does it mean for services? What can you expect if truly that happens? How long does that last? And, again, based on my experience, I don't think it lasts very long, but I think it could happen. I didn't think that originally. Didn't think it. I thought for sure at the last second we'll come up with a deal, but I wouldn't be shocked, because you have the president saying to Eric Cantor, warning, flat out saying, don't call my bluff. Things are very, very tense in D.C. All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Span, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Email just in to America tonight from John Hartman says, bravo, high five to John in Texas, imbeciles. That was the word of the hour, exactly how I would describe the people who make up the Senate and the Congress. Such a sad bunch. We need to boot them all, but we've said that before, haven't we, Kate? Yeah, touche. We have said that before. And there are replacement players who are newbies, rookies, if you will. And the thing is, it is a machine in D.C. You do have to have some friends. If you rail on everybody and try to go it alone, guess what? You can't get into those committees where you need to be, so you can try to maneuver, to try to make some sense out of what's happening. And I guess that's the problem. It's gotten so out of control. And it's, I mean, I'll say this again, not to risk being repetitive, right? But it's always about the reaction. What about being proactive? That's why, no matter if some people think that Ron Paul has kind of just run a little bit off the reservation, the thing I like about Congressman Paul is the fact that he I truly believe he does say what he thinks, because he knows. He certainly does have friends on the Hill, and he's done that. He's done that thing where you have to do that to try to make a difference. But at the same time, he doesn't care. He gets out there when they have their little town hall meeting, because it wasn't really much of a debate. What was that, a month ago? And what does he say? Let's just cut the foreign aid. Come on. Forget the money we're pumping into these wars that are going nowhere. Let's end it all, the insanity. And there is the money saving. He's always called for an end to the Federal Reserve, because it really is an organization that just kind of wields the little magic power wand. And I don't get it, because what they're doing is printing money with no accountability. So they weaken the dollar. You get it. And really, when we talk about the Middle East, what's it about? I got three letters for you put together. Oil. And all of you know it. This is a smart crowd. You all know it. Definitely. All right, let's head to We Can Count. Make you feel so warm and fuzzy, America. Would you be shocked to know that the nation's airports have had more than 25,000 security breaches since November 2001? Yeah, there was a House committee that got the information from the TSA, and so now it's spilling out, amounting to about 7 a day, or 5 a year at every airport, so you get a sense of what it means. So think about that. 7 a day, 5 a year at every airport, including stuff like people who left a bag at a checkpoint conveyor belt. So, okay, maybe some of that you just write off. To people who purposely got around security, got onto airplanes without screening. 25,000 is a lot. That's a lot, isn't it? So, 14,000 plus into secure entries, passages, other ways to access the secure side of the airport. 6,000 breaches involving a TSA screener that didn't screen a passenger with their carry-on stuff correctly. You know, I could go on and on with this nonsense, but, you know, basically just realized we're not any safer. So they can look at us through the scanners and see pretty much us naked. They can blow up your clothes in the blowers. They can shake down your baby, and still that many breaches occur. We are not any safer, my friends. Just know that we are not any safer until they get serious with security at the airport. And the serious kind of security, I love it when people bring up Israel and they talk about El Al. Of course, Israel is much smaller than the United States. I'll give you that. But the difference is they flat out profile. They flat out pull you aside, ask questions, do it. They do it. In the United States, profiling is such a dirty word. Ooh, profiling at the airport. No, we can't profile. That is against our rights. That is against everything that we believe in to the core. Well, I'm sorry. You know, if I have the choice, and I don't care if I'm the person screened, if you have ex-lawmen, ex-military people who are trained in the art of knowing human behavior when they've done it for, you know, what's the rule? 10,000 hours and you're an expert. If those kind of people peppered the airports, I think you'd catch a lot of the nonsense. There's no 100% plan. but I think you'd catch a lot of it. Because that's a crazy amount. And the over 2,000 people, 2,600 people getting around security. Remember the incident in Newark Airport? Oh, I just want to say goodbye to my girlfriend. Uh-huh. That's a problem. The rest of us get the shakedown, and somehow people get around the security. They evade them. I love that word, evade. A tactical evading maneuver. All right, boy, things are bleak in Minnesota. We might not have football, and then this beer. Here's the thing. The government in Minnesota is shut down. So Miller Lite beer fans, they're telling everybody in Minneapolis, you better stock up, because the Miller Coors Brewing Company is going to have to pull 39 brands of beers from the restaurants, bars, and liquor stores in Minnesota. They say it's because the company wasn't able to renew their brand label registration far enough in advance before the state government shut down. So they can't distribute or sell it since they don't have that license, since they don't have the registration. Since they don't have the registration in place, that's what they're going to have to do. Oh, somebody at Miller, probably their heads rolling. They thought, oh, we have 3 months. It's just a phone call. They didn't realize that the government might shut down. So there are people, Miller products are huge. So there are stores that have maybe 40% of the store's beer in the cooler is filled with Miller Coors stuff. The weekends are coming up. It's summertime. Oh, it's getting rough in Minnesota. Hey, and here's the other thing. If you want to get married in Minnesota, good luck trying to get that marriage license. You can't. So anybody who has weddings coming up, they're also foiled by what's happened with that government there. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that they, well, that's been since July 1st. They're holding out. So I shouldn't say that. Maybe that still continues. All right, speaking of Wheaton County and money and whatnot, the FAA is proposing almost a $700,000 fine against FedEx. For what you say, well, the fine is for violating rules governing the shipment of hazardous materials on cargo planes. I guess what happened was an inspector did an audit a couple years ago and found in Connecticut at a cargo spot they had violations of these regulations like 93 times in 3 months. So of all those instances, FedEx didn't notify pilots about the weight of the material on the plane, or in a couple of the cases, FedEx accepted packages that shippers had not described accurately or certified in documents because they were carrying dangerous things and they didn't say that. That's a pretty big fine, $700,000. I can't be happy about that. And speaking of $700,000, this is a story that a lot of people are talking about across America. There's this California prison doctor, apparently, who took home more than $770,000 in pay last year. And this is a guy who's a little nutty. He led the cops on a car chase. He's fighting dismissal over incompetence. But, hey, that's the money that he took home. His huge pay packet consisted of salary plus 2 years back pay. When he did no work while he was appealing his firing, he won his case, and he was assigned to a mail room because his supervisors didn't have any faith in his medical ability. And it was revealed last week that a doctor in the Golden State decided that, you know, with everything that's going on there, how strapped they are, it was revealed that this doctor was the highest paid employee, period. And they actually released his name because his name hadn't come out. It was Dr. Jeffrey Rolfing. And he's one of a dozen of prison doctors who are earning big, big money just to shuffle some papers around. Oh, that has to really upset the people in California. Dealing with the inmate health care, getting that kind of money. Come on now. Give me a break. Hang with us.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Get past the people, get past the hip man. Sober people, I know that it's just about. Go down the club, that don't think I'm out. But sober people, I know that it's just about. The people inside are shaking hands and dancing to the beat of the soul.
All right, we're in the final turn here on this hour of America tonight. We've been kicking around a couple of different things. You heard in the shocking We Can Count version about the fact that we've had all those security breaches since 2001. As I said, nothing's 100%, but really that many, 25,000, lop off some that are stupid. Somebody leaves their bag. In fact, I would probably fall into that category, although I don't believe it would have been recorded. I was at an airport. This was 2001. The lines were incredibly long, and I had a tennis kind of bag that I had stuffed full of clothes. And somehow in all the nonsense and craziness of being in line, I lost the bag and boy, panic set in because it had everything in there. Turns out it was behind like a porter. It wasn't getting checked or anything, but it was sort of kind of, they weren't stealing it. It was just hidden off to the side. So there was a loose bag for probably a half an hour at the airport and, I'm no terrorist, but that's the idea of unattended bags. So that would count. So some of those unattended bags that were clicked, that they counted and reported, you could lop off of the 25,000, I think. But then how many of the other things were much more serious, circumventing the security, all of that sort of stuff? Yeah. I'm saying probably most of it, whatever, 80% of it, is something that has to be looked at. And so, see, when this comes out about the breaches, then that gives the Homeland Security Director, Jenna Napolitano, the excuses to say, well, we're doing everything we can to secure our nation's airports from threat of a possible future attack, and that's why we need to have these machines that are coming in, and we're positioning them in various airports regionally, and, you know, there's the backing. Well, because we've had these breaches, we're trying to not have that happen again, and the way to do that is to have XYZ plan in place where everybody gets X-rayed. I can't wait till the day, or actually I can, and I'm hoping I don't see the day, because I'm thinking, even though people seem to assume it's in the near future, the chipping. I mean, pretty soon, when we start to line up for chips, boy, that's when I got to think seriously about where can we all go. Let's start our own United States on a big island somewhere. Because I'm telling you, the more government that creeps in, and this is not fear-mongering, it's just the facts. You see, as John in Texas says, the imbeciles on the Hill, and you listen to Dale in Illinois and what he's saying, the same thing, echoing the same thing. So this is our future. These are the people that control the future. And it does make you worry. And bigger government means more imbeciles being in charge of your life. So, yeah, no thank you. I don't want the chip. I'll just be lost. That's okay. I don't need my medical records. I don't need them that badly. You know, everything's electronic now where you have to sign off. It always makes me nervous. Well, if you get an X-ray here, we're sending it over to so-and-so. We're sending all the records. And there's something creepy about signing that release. And I fear the day when we all have to line up and sign the release. That's why you have to be vigilant. If you don't like what's happening, this is your country. You know the song, "This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land," from California. You know the words, right? So pick up the phone. They are blowing up Mitch McConnell's phone, not just the Tea Partiers, but other people. And he doesn't like it. I heard the phones are so tied up, nobody's getting in. So, sure, he has a cell phone, and aides have cell phones, but when they're kicking back in the office, they want to be able to use the phones that are there on those landlines, and they're being blown up. It's the same thing with the email. And the tweets continue saying that the guy has no spine, call him up, and let him know. And McConnell didn't take it back. So he came up with his plan to basically say, okay, we give. Here you go. And he didn't back off of that on hump day. Head into the weekend. You know, we got another day. Day 5 of straight talks at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Will something change there? And, you know, this could go a long way. Because we're on July 14th. So if you look at a calendar, I'm one of those people, you know, you count on your hands, you hate to admit it. If you look at a calendar, you know, we're 2 weeks and a couple of days away from this. Because August 2nd will be here before you know it. And that's a Tuesday. So this is it. Is it straight talks all the way through? And how long before they say, you know what, we're not getting anywhere. This is like a standoff. We're torpedoing each other's plans. So we're going to just call it what it is. Take the vote. Take the vote on whatever plan you want to throw up there. because it's probably not going to sail. And I didn't originally think that, but I'm thinking the debt ceiling is not going to get lifted. So a day after McConnell pulled a Judas on the Republicans and proposed this backup plan to raise the debt ceiling if a deficit reduction deal with the Democrats wasn't reached, you had the House Majority Leader Eric Cantor saying, no way, this has no chance of passing in my house. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. See, because McConnell's proposal would allow the president to make three increases, short-term ones, to the debt ceiling between now and the end of 2012. So Congress could vote against an increase by passing a resolution of disapproval to Obama's move, and the president could then, of course, veto the resolution of disapproval. So you understand where this is going. And it's very unlikely that Congress would have enough votes to override the presidential veto, and the debt ceiling increases would happen. They would stand. And everything's bogged down. We flat out know what it is. Tax increases, spending cuts. Tax increases, spending cuts. President wants more tax money, of course. And the Republicans are saying, nah, we're not going to consider a higher tax rate. Now, some people listening will say, well, you know, look at other countries and we're really not paying that much. Couldn't we all pay a little bit more? And see, that's the problem. You give an inch. And almost an inch is a cinch, you know, but it's harder by the yard. But an inch with Washington turns into a yard within a week. So you'll be given a yard. That's part of the problem with McConnell's plan. And McConnell is stunned by this backlash. I think momentarily somebody must have slipped him something and he's lost his mind. So he's trying to defend his proposal and saying this is necessary because an acceptable deficit reduction deal is unattainable and the United States has to avoid a default because that would be bad for Republicans. So would it be bad for Republicans? Would it be bad for Democrats? Those are murky waters there. I'm going to disagree with him. If the Tea Party has that much strength, the Tea Party doesn't want to see that lifted. They don't want to see the deficit ceiling lifted. So how is that bad for Republicans? So bad deal, avoiding default. And see, this is what McConnell's trying to say now. He's saying, if I have a choice between a bad deal and avoiding default, I choose to avoid default. So he's saying, I'll take a crap deal. I'll eat a crap sandwich to avoid the default. And I'm going to say that most Americans aren't willing to go that route. And he really, dancing with the devil, has sealed his fate for re-election. I believe my friends in Kentucky are going to have a hard time with Mitch McConnell the next time around. You just wait and see. Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and you're in.